Chapter 2. Kay's Journey. The next day, Kay took his sledge to Gerda's house.
"I can't play with you today," he said. "I'm tired of playing with a silly girl."
"But we always play together," cried Gerda.
"Well, not today. I'm going to the town square," said Kay. "I will ride on my sledge with the other boys."
And he left Gerda to play alone. When Kay arrived in the town square, there was a horse and cart there. There were lots of boys around the horse and cart. One boy tied his sledge to the back of the cart. When the horse started to walk, the little sledge was pulled behind it. All the boys laughed. Suddenly, Kay felt a cold wind on his face. Then a big white sledge raced into the square. It was pulled by four white horses. A beautiful woman sat on the sledge. She wore a white fur coat and a big fur hat. It was the Ice Woman.
"I know what I will do," thought Kay. "The other boys will think I'm very brave."
Kay tied his little sledge to the back of the Ice Woman's big white sledge and jumped on it. Then the big white sledge began to move. Kay was pulled along behind it. Together, the woman and Kay raced out of the town square. When they came to the gates of the town, the woman turned and smiled. It began to snow. On and on they went, faster and faster. Kay and the woman raced across the snowy fields. The snowflakes grew bigger and bigger. They looked like white birds. Then at last, the horses stopped and the beautiful woman stood up. She turned and smiled at Kay again. She was tall with white skin and cold blue eyes. There was ice on her fur hat.
"Sit next to me, Kay," she said. "I am the Snow Queen. I will look after you."
Then she picked the little boy up and put him on the big white sledge.
"Put this around your shoulders. It's very cold," she said, and she wrapped him in her fur coat.
Suddenly, Kay didn't feel cold at all. He thought only of the Snow Queen, and he forgot his home, his grandmother, and his friend Gerda.
"We are going on a long journey, Kay," said the Snow Queen.
"Where are we going?" asked the boy.
"We are going to my palace. It is made of snow," she answered.
They began to move forward again. Soon they came to a river, but the horses did not stop. They flew up into the sky. The snowflakes fell and the wind blew. The horses pulled the sledge over land and sea. They went faster and faster and higher and higher.